Nick, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey, Nicky.
Hot bus buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot bus buns.
It's called from Mary Poppins.
Oh, I was really interested in,
Brian, your brain's stopped.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain!
Dennis, you still there?
Yeah.
Go away! No, I am great. That's G-R-A-T-E. Nick Harris. So due to some oversight, it appears that we haven't, though, rather that Kev has been lax once more, and absolutely a big fat zero this week. That's what everybody says about you, Kev. You're a big fat zero. We didn't give this away.
I can leave. We gave it away, but you took it home.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you telling me this now?
I can just go.
We've been working together for all this time. Now you tell me you can leave?
Yeah.
Thanks, Danny. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and it's 0500 10 53 89. Who won this last week? Got no idea. We've got a new game, and it's all new and various different people. She goes. he goes. All many and various. I won't go through them now, but we'll have to come up with a prize that we'll probably won't. We never send this stuff away, do we?
We do.
Say we bought it. We're just kidding. This is all. This is actually on an effect. Well, it's actually broken now. I spent almost £2 on this piece of plastic crap, and it's broken. So, yes, well, we will give you a prize. We didn't send out the plastic shaking plum thing, and we said we were going to do that, and the tambourine that we sent out to what's-her-name...
Came back.
That great girl that I put on hold all the time came back, address unknown.
Yeah.
Right, so it seems like you people are really up for it this evening, so let's take some right away, and let's go straight to Chelmsford, and here's a bloke called Danny.
We won't have any freaks on this station.
Why not? I prefer the freaks. Here's Lancashire. Mark.
Hello.
Mark, you sound like you're talking with your head in the bucket.
Well, I'm actually in the bath at this present moment.
In the bath?
Yeah, why not? Nothing wrong with that, you know.
Are you speaking on a mobile, or is this phone connected to the wall?
This phone is connected to the wall, yes.
You understand that, what would happen if you actually dropped the phone in the bath?
Well, I've no intention of doing that. I've no intention of doing that.
Okay, good man.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up?
Not to know what's,
Oh, I don't know. It's a very dangerous thing to say for talking to somebody who's in the bath. What's up? So let me rephrase that. What would you like to speak about, Mark?
I'd like to know your opinion on trade unions.
Oh, blimey, are you serious? You're in the bath, you're having a nice relax, and you're getting ready to go out, right?
No, I'm not. No, I'm working tomorrow, so...
You're working tomorrow, so you're going to spend the evening and watch some good television?
No, I don't possess a television. I'm going to listen to talk radio.
So you're going to spend the a relaxing evening in listening to radio?
That's right. Drinking a couple of bottles of wine or something.
A couple of bottles?
Yes.
Not glasses?
No, bottles.
Bottles. Do you find that when you open a bottle of wine that you can get through the full litre?
Well, it's not a litre, no. It's the 750, whatever.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
You should have just, like, let it pass. Trade unions, you can't be serious. We don't want to talk about that.
Why not?
All right, well, you obviously have a point to make, so go ahead and make it.
No, well, I think that they're up-and-coming things again, you know. I mean, you can't never go back to pre-1979, and I don't think anybody wants to. But from a health and safety point of view... You know, they've got a lot
You sound like you're an executive in a trade union. Is this Jimmy Knapp?
No, I'm not an executive in a trade union. I am in a trade union, and I'm a representative for a trade union.
Can I just say...
I'm not going to mention any names.
For the avoidance of any doubt about how I feel about trade unions, can I just say, up the workers?
That's okay, then. Fine, no problem at all.
Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest of your bath. Don't stay in there too long, because it'll shrivel and go all... kind of wrinkled, and you wouldn't want that. Here's one in London, and it's a bloke called Mike.
All right, Nick, how are you?
Mike.
Who's got a fancy children? Who's got a fancy children?
Who's got a fancy children?
I think it's Fathead. It wasn't funny the first time we heard
what
it.
What was Fathead?
I don't know. Ask him. I'm sure he's still there.
I don't want to speak to him. What was Fathead?
Well,
it's not that cartoon character that's on Sunday mornings with this goofy thing that doesn't look like any animal that you've ever seen called Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, Rocco.
Is it that?
No.
That's Big Head. That is so funny. Look up the TV schedules and we'll tell the nice ladies and gentlemen when that's on. It's a cartoon made for children, but really for adults. Kind of like Batman used to be. You remember Batman on the television? Actually made for... ostensibly made for children, but really made for adults. Can we think of anything else that's made like that? Alco Pops.
There's a cartoon as well called I Am Weasel, which is very funny. And I think it's much the same thing. And also another cartoon called Two Angry Beavers.
I think you spend too much time in. Here's one in Romford, and it's a bloke called Steve. Steve, you're on talk radio.
Hi, is Sick Boy on the phones at the moment?
Sick Boy is on the phones, yeah.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have done too many freaks at the moment.
Uh-huh.
They're running red.
Yeah, yeah. 0500 1053 89. Like I said to you last week, can we have thinner holes on the sieve? I will physically come in here, in there, and insert this phone in you if you let certain individuals on the air, like you did last week. I'm not kidding. Priority to women. And I don't want to speak to anybody who sounds like a teenager. You understand that? If he's not actually listening to me, Kev, if he's actually working at this time, I want you to relay those instructions to him on pain of death. No teenagers. Priority to women. I don't care what women want to talk about. We have got to get more women on this show because the demographics are so heavily skewed male.
Yeah.
And see, between Danny and Mike is almost a complete turnaround in the demographics because Danny predominantly male, and Mike, I haven't actually seen his demos, but I would guess just from the calls that I hear on leaving the building, the women love Mike. They absolutely fall over flat on their face in front of him, which is often makes his perambulations tough. I can't see you in there. You're just a dark shadow. We'll fix that during this break, and we'll come right back. Nick Abbott. Talk Radio is the official radio station for this year's UK and Ireland Corporate Games, which take place in June in Bracknell Forest in Berkshire. It's your chance to take part in 20 different sports, including dragon boat racing, there's 10-pin bowling, they've got volleyball, indoor karting, table tennis and mountain biking. You'll have fun, and you'll also be raising money for Scope, Cerebral Palsy Ireland, Capability Scotland and NICOD. Talk Radio is entering a Talk Radio listeners team, and Captain Tommy Boyd. If you'd like to be part of the team, call the hotline on 01733 380-888. It means you get half price entry into the sports of your choice and a special Talk Radio team shirt. You can take as part in as many or as few of the sports as you want to, and we'll be broadcasting live from the games to follow our team's progress. So be part of our Talk Radio team and help raise money for our charities. Call now 01733 380 888. I'm Nick Abbott, it's 05, and let's not give them too many numbers all at the same time, because that will confuse them. Here is a call about the Wombles, really, in Portsmouth, and it's a chap called Anthony.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hello. Well, I want to talk about the Wombles.
Okay.
Well, it's not the program that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the records that go with it. Because when the series takes off, they're going to re-release all those records, aren't they?
They'll be Wimbling. Well, how did it used to go? Can you sing a little bit for us, Anthony?
Over the ground, underground. Mm-hmm. Wombling free.
Yeah.
Can't remember the rest.
I think you probably can remember the second part.
Oh, Wimbledon. No, I forgot.
Wimbledon. No. Hum it. You remember how the tune goes?
Dum 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 dum.
Oh, geez. We've run out on time on that musical interlude, and now the regular program proceeds. It's Aid Who Can't Get Laid.
Hi, Nick. Blimey, that bloke sounded depressed to me, didn't he? He's like, yeah, hello, Nick. Yeah, it's really great to speak to you.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold and put him in touch with the counsellor.
Yeah, geeks and that. I thought it's appropriate to mention this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you thought, I suppose you think, like, Trainspotter is, like, the ultimate geek.
I saw a Trainspotter the other day. I couldn't actually believe it. People were sniggering, and because we were all aware that he was out there at the end of the platform on his own, and it wasn't even British Rail. Oh, can you call it that anymore? what used to be British Rail. It was on an underground platform, which occasionally has those sort of stockbroker belt trains that go, there's about three a day, something like that. And he was there with his camera and his little knapsack, and he didn't look like a total geek. He looked like a normal person. Not that I'm saying that people who spot trains aren't normal. Oh, okay, yes, I'm saying that people who spot trains aren't normal. Okay, so sue me. And people were just... he wasn't wearing an anorak, and he didn't look like he had some sort of problem, you know what I mean? He didn't look like he has absolutely no friends, and he didn't look as though he has real problems in dealing with people, so he's kind of lost himself in this bizarre world of train numbers. And people just couldn't believe it. It was almost as though we'd seen a fairy at the bottom of the garden, this kind of mythical creature. My God, people do actually stand on a platform and write down train numbers as they come in. For what possible reason? And I'm thinking the same thing, because I saw a guy who did look like a train spotter. He'd obviously been to some a stamp fair, because he was carrying a bag. You know how people have this sort of... some people are really kind of... have this sort of constipated, uptight way about them. And he had the bag on his knees, which were clamped tightly together, and his hands over the bag like this, and his shoulders hunched as though someone was going to steal his stamp bag. And that's the same kind of bizarre sort of... what is collecting stamps about, by the way?
So you spotted me then?
It was you, it kind of, yeah. So he looked like he had lost... because he had been a complete social failure, unfortunately, and I'm not making light of people who have difficulty in relating to others, because it's... well, you are obviously finding it funny, but as a trained psychologist, I'm not. Well, I've got a degree. I know it doesn't qualify me to do anything or advise anyone about anything at any time, but I'll hide behind a piece of paper, okay? But it's a terrible thing not to be able to get on with other people and not have as many friends as you like, and so on and so forth, but it just seems a bizarre... a bizarre kind of... like a whirlpool that you start descending in, and you lose yourself in this minutiae of collecting things. What is that about? What's the matter with television? That's what I say. You know, I had... I had an actual... real life disaster this week.
What was that?
I spent 3 days this week without a video.
Well, lucky, I just spent a week without a video.
I think you're stepping all over my moment here. I said, without a video. But it was only 3 days.
But I had to spend a week without a video, so that's nothing.
A week? Were you on holiday at the time?
No, I had this video for 7 months. It just went wrong. It took a week for it to come back. So that's...
It's very difficult, especially when television is your life, to watch everything as it happens live. It's, I don't understand how people can do it. How can people just survive with televisions? Do you understand that people in the third world, people in, like, Borneo and, Borneo's not in the third world, yeah, Borneo, that's, something else entirely. Borneo, people in Borneo actually probably don't have a video in each hut. They probably just have to get by with a surround sound TV.
Yeah, but, you know Countdown, don't you?
Do-do, do-do, do-do-do.
Yeah, there's a slow, and do you know to pull the letters out? I was, like, watching it before I went out to work, like, having my tea. And there's this bloke that's collected every single letter to pour out in, like, 16 years that it's been on the air.
What do you mean, he's written them down?
Yeah.
Oh, what? You are joking. He's written them down.
I can't believe it.
What for?
I don't know. It must have took a rainforest through the...
I think that you have to be some sort of bizarre kind of individual just to watch the programme in the first place. That has got to be the most annoying programme on British television, Countdown. And it gets something like 4 million viewers. It's in the... how many episodes do they have that a week? Is it on every single day? They have at least four of those... it's not an episode, is it? It's four of those instalments, whatever the word is, are in the top 10 most watched Channel 4 programs in any given week. It's astonishing to me what people will watch. Never underestimate the stupidity of the general public. But at least most game shows are amusing and entertaining, but that's the same droney thing. Oh, and that music, that 30 seconds of music, makes me want to physically pick up my television and throw it through the window. Countdown.
But if Sting finds out and abused all that paper to write that, he's going to be apoplectic, ain't he?
Yeah, as soon as Sting gets that ashtray out of his lips, he's going to give him a piece of his mind. What was that?
The computer's crashed, hasn't it? So it makes this noise.
I'll take my headphones off and you can give them a blast. Go ahead. All right, that's enough.
You have to make your own effects for a little while, but...
Yeah, I can make a couple effects. I'm eating a cheese and apple and chutney sandwich in here. I'll be making a few effects by the time 9 o'clock rolls around. No question about that.
Cheese, apple and chutney.
Mmm.
Sounds good.
Gaseous.
Cheese and apple. It's a great combination.
It is.
Yeah.
So they put it together in a sandwich. What are the odds on that?
I know. With chutney.
I know.
What kind of bread is it?
I don't really know. It's that sort of fold-over thin bread. Is it a falafel? What's a falafel? I'm not very good at geography.
A falafel?
Yeah. Where do falafels come from? Falafeland.
I don't know.
And what do you call someone who comes from falafel? A falatelist. So we're back to the stamps again. Here's one in Chelmsford. We're very Chelmsford heavy this evening. How come? This is Stephen. You're on talk radio.
We're all from the freak show.
Yeah. Sarah, no, don't bother me. Here's Birmingham. Sarah. Sarah. Did I lose her?
Sarah. Yeah.
Lost her. Painful.
It's going well so far, isn't it?
Yeah, not really. 0500... 10-53-89, and despite the fact that Sarah has either lost the ability to use the phone or died while she was waiting, ambulances are at the moment speeding to the scene. Women get priority and don't want to speak to any teenagers at all tonight. Under pain of death, a sick boy puts one more through here. I'm going to come in here, come in there and change your hair colour. Let's do a thing that I haven't done in a good long while. It's the... it's not the lightning round, it's the, your query?
What's
exactly right.
Your
okay.
Query?
This is like, oh, shut up. This is like a lightning round, but it's not, just complete this sentence, stuff like that. It's questions, just, you know, I can't really describe it any more than that. If you've heard it before, then, you basically just get assigned a line, you're on, and then you're gone. And, the deal is you just come on and ask a question, just, you know, amusing, that would be preferable, if you possibly can. 0500 10 53 89, it's the idea, I know that 90% of the people who listen to any radio show never call it up. I would never call up a radio show, I don't believe I ever have done so. So this is the ideal time for everybody who doesn't call because they don't want to get into a long involved conversation because they're embarrassed and they're shy and it's so embarrassing, and who actually don't have anything to say. But that actually would fit in with what we've had going so far. But it's going to be so brief, you're going to be on and gone. Nobody will know who you are. We're not going to go to a conversation about where you're calling from or what your name is or any of that sort of jazz. So we'll line that up. We'll give a prize out to the best one, which, what we'll do is we'll say we'll give a prize out to the best one, pretend that we bought it already, and then Kev will fail to send it out in the post.
Hey, no, hold on. I don't send the things. I give them to somebody else to send them.
And then when he actually does get around to it about 3 months late, he'll put the wrong address on so it comes back...
No.
Not known at this address.
No.
No. I wonder if she's probably not listening to us anymore. What was her name?
Paula.
Paula. We sent you the tambourine, dear. And you know who the other one who you failed was Elizabeth from Cheddar. She doesn't call us anymore because we said we were going to send her a prize. And maybe it got there and she was expecting some sort of orchestral, beautifully constructed musical instrument. Because she did say that she was going to take this glockenspiel. What was it? It was a xylophone to a place where she was going to get lessons. And it was actually a luminous plastic child's toy. So she probably freaked when she got it and thought we were being awful to her. No, Elizabeth from Cheddar, I wouldn't be beastly to you. It's 0500 1053 89. Let's line up the what's your query as we get past, first of all, this hopefully normal call from Aberdeen. Murray.
My query is...
Part of the... Oh, okay. Well, let's set it up differently with that. It's line 5.
My query is Julian Query. Thank you.
Here is one.
Oh, I'm on?
Yes, that sounds like you.
Wouldn't you like to see the Query catch a Roadrunner and say, oh, thought you were someone else?
Two. Too late. Three.
I love the smell of chutney sandwiches in the morning.
I don't like the smell of what chutney sandwiches do to me in the morning, but you're on the right track, no question. And that movie is on tomorrow, by the way. Here's four.
Why are farmers only allowed to maximum of two bullocks?
The only word I heard in that entire sentence was bullocks, but I believe that I also heard the word farmers, so I think we got away with it. Here's five. Has the phone system crashed too?
It did crash yesterday. Maybe we're still having problems with it.
Five.
Wake up, you lot.
Why has sick boy got such a dodgy haircut?
He had it done in Australia. Enough said. Six.
Nick, if you were in a vehicle travelling at the speed of light and you turned your headlights on, what would happen?
The radio would probably explode. Here is one.
Hello.
Hello.
Would you like to shout out to my wife?
Sure. What's his name?
Her name.
What's her name?
Right, her name's Deborah, and if you like...
Deborah.
No, don't be wicked, seriously.
Wicked?
Wicked.
That's what all the homeboys say about me. They say I'm wicked.
You are wicked.
Yeah. So what's up with your wife, sir?
Big thing, we're expecting our baby, so...
Really? How did that happen?
A banana fell into her stomach.
Yeah.
And she's ready to drop now, like, not on Talk Radio UK, but any time now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I think that this person was dropped on his head as a baby.
Hello?
Hello? Are you actually going to have a baby now?
Any time now, yeah.
How big are you? Oh, I put her on hold by mistake. How do I get her back? This is not the woman you want to put on hold.
Nick, she's been on hold for 9 months.
Sorry about that. How big are you? You must be in absolute agony.
Yeah, I am.
Are you expecting it today?
Any time. I'm 4 weeks early, but they said I'm not going to wait for 4 weeks. It's going to come any day now.
Well, it's got an appointment.
No, it's just that I'm bigger with this one than I was with my first one.
And how much pain on a scale of 1 to 10 was it first time around?
Oh, terrible.
Were you screaming? And you did it again?
Yeah.
When will you ever learn?
It's my last one, don't worry.
So is your husband, constantly on... Is your husband constantly on call to rush you to the scene of the...
Oh, yeah, when I need him, he'll be there.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Is he actually going to be holding your hand in delivery?
Yeah, he's going to be in the delivery room.
Whether he likes it or not, you're going to chain him to the bed.
That's right.
Are you going to film it as it pops out?
No,
because that's
no.
Disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. All right, Polaroids? Are you going to have a sketch artist?
No.
That might be quite tasteful, having a sketch artist, like something in pastels.
No.
Okay, well, listen,
I'm just glad when it's all over and done with.
And what are you hoping for? A baby.
I don't mind. I've got a boy and girl already.
Uh-huh.
So I would like another little girl, because my girl, she's 10 now.
So you still have all the original clothes?
Oh, yeah. I've got my youngest boy. He's 10 months old.
So you'll be able to dress her up like a Barbie doll?
Yep.
Won't that be great?
That'd be lovely.
But you'll be up to your elbows in sick and poo.
For
about 5 years, and then it'll go to school, and you'll be worried every time it leaves the house. And then when it turns 16, it'll hate you until it reaches 30, and it'll be taking all of your money and then spitting hatred back at you. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I think you better keep it in.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
I guess you've gone past the point of no return, haven't you?
Yep.
Okay, well, listen, this has been a real eye-opener, and the best of luck with your future expellation.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice lady. 0500-1053. I can't believe she took the time out to call. In between screaming, she managed to make the call to us. 0500-1053-89. We're going to clear the board, set up some normal calls after the news. Priority to women. Anything you want to talk about, any woman at all. I know that might sound sexist, but we've got there's two male heavy on this show. Come on in. The water is fine. 0500 1053 89, and absolutely no children whatsoever. Okay, a couple of stories just to round us out. These are little stupid news, the tidbits that somebody has sent me. I'll just take them at random. I've got no idea what these are, but before I say them. The law has a short arm in the town of, I can't pronounce it, in Norway. When the only policeman goes on holiday, the mayor puts up a notice asking citizens not to break the law until he returns. And psychics from all over France. Oh, here's one for Mike. Psychics from all over France arrived in Paris for a conference in clairvoyancy. Alas, none of them had the foresight to see that the conference had been cancelled.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the nation's interactive station.
Talk Radio satellite weather. You're right in there, Nick.
Ah, yes.
Good. Yeah, I just
went in the kitchen for a second.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd have myself a nice cup of tea. Lovely.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. I just shifted, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea.
Get Noel Edmonds off that television.
Well, the lottery's going to come up soon, isn't it? He should be off the TV now. It's Talk Radio Satellite Weather. I've got a cold.
You want to take vitamin C and zinc.
I do, I take
vitamin... With echinacea.
So much vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
And I still feel ill. Well, so excuse my cough.
Fortunately, no one cares.
Tonight, a frosty night for Scotland and Northern England, with rain or snow in places clearing later. Northern Ireland, Wales and South West England will also be showery, although remaining dry inland. A windy night for Central and... You okay in there?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it's okay, I'll say
just
it again.
Listening to you.
A windy night for mm-hmm. central and southeast England with dry, clear conditions. A maximum temperature of 5 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of minus 2 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow, wintry showers with some sun for the far north of Scotland, whilst the rest of Scotland will have a fine dry day, excuse me, after a frosty start.
Dry throat?
Yeah, very. England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be mainly dry and bright, although showers are likely in exposed parts.
Really?
You sure you're okay there?
Mm-hmm.
A maximum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 5 degrees Celsius.
You know what? I don't care. Because I'm going to Spain! Look on your little face. You wait for the queue. See, here it is. I, you see, people at home, they probably think all this stuff comes from you. It doesn't. I'm doing all this. This is all... Oh, there isn't one on seven.
I saw him now.
Where? Sorry.
Under the stair, as a matter of fact.
There on the stair.
Right there.
A little mouse with clogs on.
There I declare.
Going clickety-clock.
On the stair. And Kev, the only thing that Kev actually does is put in the news and the adverts and the little top-of-hour things, these little clips that... Oh, stop getting such an attitude.
Producer, editor,
yes.
By any other name, the creative genius behind this program.
Yeah. If you like this show, it has nothing to do with me. If you don't like this show, then I'm sorry, it's all my fault. 0500 1053 89, and here's Kev's bit.
Nick, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey, Nicky.
Hot bus buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot bus buns.
It's called from Mary Poppins.
I was really interested in,
Brian, your brain's stopped.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain!
Dennis, you still there?
Yeah.
Go away! No, I am great. That's G-R-A-T-E. Nick Harris. There was just something hard in my sandwich, and you know when you put something in your mouth and it's gone back too far for it to come back out again and you swallowed it?
Yeah.
Got no idea what that was. It was kind of round and small and cylindrical. Oh, dear.
Was it a small ball bearing?
I don't know, but I guess it'll all come out in the end. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. You know, it might have been an apple pip. you. Here's a lady in Solihull. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
All right.
Good. I just rang you because I'm a woman and I take priority.
Of course you do.
So I thought I'd give you a ring and say hi.
Good for you. What are you up to, Jane?
I've just fed all my children, given them their supper, Danny a nice bottle of wine, and I'm going to watch a video.
How old are the children?
Matthew and Rebecca are 15 and Hannah is 13.
And so they're,
They're actually in with their mother tonight. Bless the little darlings.
You being their mother?
I am their mother,
right.
Yes.
And so they, presumably at that age, they don't want to spend, now, I'm not being offensive now, Jane, but they don't want to spend a lot of time around you. So they'll come down grudgingly to eat.
They have, yes. Very grudgingly.
Kind of like feeding animals at the zoo. They don't want to come too near you, but you put a little bit of meat there and they'll just snatch it away and then run back into the corner and go growl at you.
Exactly. Mother is a little bit of a bore and a little bit sort of, oh my God, she's on again, come and eat.
That's right. And every single thing you say annoys them, no matter what it is, no matter here's a tenner, go and enjoy yourself at the cinema. Like, oh,
Mum. Mum, get real. Oh, God, that's boring. Sad.
And so they've all scattered away to their various parts of the house, right?
Well, they're probably trying to all listen now, because I didn't think I got the bottle to ring you.
Really?
They didn't.
They don't know their mother
they
very well, do they?
They don't know their mother that well.
The things I could tell them about their mother.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
So what are you going to watch tonight?
Men in Black.
Men in Black?
Yes.
Ah, that's quite a good one.
Yeah, so that's what we thought. So we're going to have a family night in with Men in Black. Hi, Nick!
Who's that?
That's Hannah. That's the little one.
Is she on the other phone?
No, she's run back in the other room now.
Ah, now she wants to be around you.
Now, yes, now mm-hmm. she's quite popular.
Now you're cool, Mum.
Oh, yes. Cool and trendy mother now.
Yes. Oh. Give her a slap. Send her back up to her bedroom.
Well, and so what are you going to be doing after the show then, Nick?
I should be going to the pub with the boys. I should be buying them all a drink. And
yes.
I should be on fizzy water myself.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Because I don't drink.
Right. What a clean living lad you are.
I don't drink today, anyway.
No, well, not before midnight, eh?
Because, you know, it just, not before midnight. Blimey, you are a bit cooler than I thought. I just seem to immerse myself in alcohol every single day. There aren't enough days in the week. And every week comes by, I say, right, I'm not going to drink on at least 2 days. And just because of my work schedule, it happens to be the weekend are the easiest 2 days not to, because during the week you're always going out and you're seeing people and, you know.
So you can binge in the week and then...
And
chill out at the weekend.
I don't know about you, but I find it enormously difficult to go out and meet people in a social environment and not drink. It's just my default setting is to have a glass of... Well, a glass.
I find that very difficult as well.
I'm lying, Jane. A bottle. You open a bottle, you can't stop,
yes.
Can you?
I have just opened a white wine and I've drunk a little of it. But
And I think it's the people in France who started this. A bottle of wine being 75 cilliliters. Is that enough?
No.
No, it's not. It's not enough to drink a half of. In other words, it's not enough. One bottle is not enough for two people.
No. And do you drink the top half or do you drink the bottom half?
Excuse me?
When you open a bottle of wine, you know, are you going to drink the bottom half of the bottle or the top half?
Both.
Ah, that's right. Because you want to drink the bottom half, you've got to drink the top half first.
Ah, well, that's a good point. So yours stick to just the bottom half.
I only have the bottom half.
But you have to drink the rest of it to get to it.
That's right. My son is...
Do you get as drunk as if you just drank the whole bottle?
No, only half as drunk.
You're only half as drunk.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
So that's peace of mind, you see.
You're beginning to sound like weird mum now, Jane.
No, cool, super cool mum.
Super cool weird mum.
Yes, that's right. Matthew says, I've got to say to you, good luck in the lottery, Nick.
My losing numbers are about to come up. And,
okay.
Can I just ask you this?
Yeah.
When your kids come down for just when they want something, right? When they want
money,
they want
food, okay. Drink,
and,
water,
and they couldn't wait to get up and leave the table. Am I right?
That's right. So the dishes are all over the kitchen.
And when the Men in Black video goes in the player and it comes on,
yeah,
like mice with the cheese in the middle of the floor, they'll come scurrying out of the little holes to watch it, won't they?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
What obnoxious things children are, aren't they, Jane? Can't wait till they grow up. Yes, I know.
Darling.
Where would we be without them? All right, thanks a lot, Jane.
Have a lovely weekend.
Cheers.
Bye.
0500 1050 389. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. It's a free call, and we'll be back.